Bickley and Murata.
Dan Bickley and Vince Murata.
Bickley and Murata Mornings, 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
We continue Newsmakers Week 2022. It's brought to you by JSX Air, and it's always our pleasure anytime our next guest joins the program, and that happens right now. The great Jerry Colangelo checks in on the 72-sold sports line. Good morning, Mr. Colangelo. How are you today?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Hello, Jerry.
Last time we talked, we made so much of being the architect of the gold medal winning team, but also passing that baton off to Grant Hill to be the architect of future Team USA. So what does the everyday life of Jerry Colangelo look like these days?
Well, I keep busy because the word retirement isn't in my vocabulary, so. It's a matter of just switching gears, if you will. And, my involvement with GCU is large. Speaking to classes, being involved with Brian Mueller on a number of issues, staying really on top of the basketball program in particular. The Basketball Hall of Fame in Springfield, mm-hmm. I still am the chairman, enjoy that very much. And so, with that and then my real estate business that I'm involved with in the community with some partners, it's a full day and I enjoy it. And I think in life you have to switch gears from time to time. And it was time for me to step down from USA Basketball, and who better to turn over the keys than to Grant Hill,
sure.
More than qualified, a USA Basketball guy himself. And USA Basketball is in good hands with Grant.
Yeah, and I know you feel like there was a definite mission accomplished during your reign as Team USA chairman. I read a story from the upcoming book on Coach K that blew my mind, and that was there was a time when you had these successful NBA players who weren't sure how much they were going to listen to a college basketball coach. And Coach K, I don't know where he came up with this, but he came up with this idea that he passed out blank sheets of paper and called that the standard sheet, and he had the players fill in what they thought the standard should be, and then he would coach them according to what they thought was important, which I thought was really an interesting way of kind of gaining some traction right away. Your thoughts on that?
No question. And Coach K is a very unique guy. I mean, these last almost 20 years, it's actually 18 years that we've been together in USA Basketball is an amazing exposure to an amazing guy. So creative in terms of how he managed his teams and players. And yes, that was a big concern on his part. It wasn't on mine. I think I told you the story many years ago that when I had all these contemporary people in the NBA, all former USA coaches or players in Chicago to have a meeting before, as I was launching, this whole situation. And Dean Smith was his biggest rival for so many years at North Carolina, said, looking at the list of coaches I had on the board, college coaches on one stack and then pro coaches, he said, there's only one college coach up there who can get the job done, and that's Coach K. Mm. He has the respect of the players. He's more of a contemporary than anything else. He can relate. He's just a special guy. And boy, that was right on. But I knew that in advance. I really did, just because of my relationship with him and with Bobby Knight. And we go back, I don't want to say how many years, many.
Right. Jerry Colangelo, our guest here during Newsmakers Week on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. With the success the Suns have had to this point, coming off of a finals run, winning 48 of their first 58 games, clearly, the best team in the NBA. It seems to have sparked a debate on their place in Suns franchise history. who better to ask? Now, I won't put you on the spot and ask you, is this the best Suns team ever? But just your overall thoughts of what they've been able to accomplish in relatively a short period of time with this franchise turnaround.
Well, first of all, it's great. It was a great turnaround. Monty Williams was absolutely the right guy for the job. I had exposure to Monty through USA Basketball, and couldn't be happier for him. He's class all the way. Number two, they have done a great job. James Jones has done a great job of building infrastructure on this team. They're deep. They're competitive. They're talented. They have a couple of stars. And so they're for real. You know, they have to stay healthy. That's always the big one. And I understand that Chris is going to be out 6 to 8 weeks. Mm-hmm. But when he comes back, he's going to be rusty. And so that's going to be a big question mark. But having said that, they have as good a chance of winning as anyone else. And there's some other good teams in the NBA, and it's very difficult to make comparisons. The game continues to evolve and change. And so when you compare players, by way of example, the Oscar Robertsons, the Jerry West, the Bill Russells, with current players, it's night and day. It's apples and oranges. And you can't really do that. I think you need to really limit your comparisons to within a decade, if you will, about who the best players are during that decade. Some of them wouldn't be able to compete as much or as well against players, older players, from prior decades would have difficulty playing at the same level that these young guys are playing at today. And there's a lot of the interesting thing about the NBA, when people think about who's going to replace some of the stars, here comes another batch of stars.
Yeah.
It's like they feed on themselves and continue to manufacture great players. So that's a great thing about the NBA today.
All right, Al McCoy is in year 50 as Suns broadcaster, which is quite something. Do you have an Al story that would be your go-to story? And did he turn out to be, as you built this organization that has meant so much to the community, could you have thought of a better broadcast partner to have to sort of to make everybody always feel good about Suns basketball?
Well, let me put it this way. When Al was given that opportunity, he didn't have the wherewithal. He didn't have the gravitas. He wasn't the Al McCoy we came to know. He grew into that. Given the platform, he was able to show what he could do. And he was a terrific salesperson for the franchise in exposing the team to the city, to the state, and he developed into a Hall of Fame announcer. And he really is a very unique guy himself. I remember Chick Hearn, the great radio TV guy for the Lakers for many, many years. Many people in the NBA would give him credit for giving the Lakers the platform they had. He sold the game in Southern California. Well, that's exactly what Al did here in Arizona. He has a great following. People love him. How could you not? And he's really good technically at his job. And he's done a great job and deserves an awful lot of credit for, the Suns becoming as popular as they did.
Jerry, like I said at the beginning, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you so much for carving out some time for us during Newsmakers Week.
Take care.